Well, I have Paul Barrere on the phone, do I not?
You do, Kim. How are you?
I do. I'm good. I'm good. It's a good day in here.
Oh, it's a great day down here, too. We're just heading north.
Oh, gosh. I was a little farther south before I had to come do my show, and the weather was so fine out there, I wanted to play hooky. But I have a responsibility. I have important people to talk to.
Oh, that's...
So Paul Barrere and Fred Tackett of Little Feet, the acoustic duo, playing at the Center for the Arts, March 14th. That would be Saturday night.
Saturday night. We're going to rock the town.
Well, we get a Saturday night out of you guys right here in Grass Valley.
You know, when Felton proposed that we come up and play this, I said, that'd be great. I'd love to go to Grass Valley. I've never been there.
You've never been here?
No. Well, I think we've been around there, you know, when we played the High Sierra stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never really been in Grass Valley, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, now that's the last time I saw you was at High Sierra, actually. So
yeah,
that's
what, 3 years now or 2 years?
Oh, I can't keep track.
I can't either. That's the joy of getting older.
Yeah, I hardly even try.
Yeah.
Well, so the burning question probably many people are out there asking is, where's the rest of the band? Have you guys been doing a duo thing before? This is the first time.
Oh, yeah. No, we've been doing this for 10 years.
Oh, but...
Yeah, we, you know, we used to go to radio stations and promote Little Feet shows, just the two of us. You know, we would go from town to town, the radio stations say, well, can a couple of guys come in and bring a couple of instruments and play and promote the shows? And then usually it was Fred and I, and from there, we wound up getting booked to do a show opening for John Lee Hooker at a Knob show down here. The guy said, put together 45 minutes. I said, great. And we did that. And then from there, there was a gentleman in the audience who was a promoter in Japan, and we wound up going to Japan for 3 weeks. And we've been, you know, anytime Little Feet's off the road, I try and put Paul and Fred on the road as much as possible because it's a kind of a neat diversion and a different way to portray Little Feet songs and some other songs that we cover. And it's just fun. We can sit down and be a little bit more intimate. I can tell stories on where the songs come from. And I can sometimes even tell the truthful story. So it's
actually, Felton is here with me.
Oh, good.
Speak up, Felton.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Hi, Felton. How are you?
I'm having a delightful time and just enjoying Kim's show this afternoon. Nice of you to call in.
Ah,
yeah.
It's my pleasure.
Well, we're kind of excited about having you guys up here. I mean, Little Feet is certainly, I'm sure many listeners will agree, you know, some of us are that old and go all the way back to the beginning. And a question that came to my mind, actually, when I was kind of going over some of your promo material is, how long was the break between early Little Feet and when you guys came back on in the 80s?
Lowell passed away on June 29th, 1979, and basically the next day we decided to just band. We had to finish the record down on the farm. We were in the process of making that when Lowell passed away. And then we did the retrospect Hoy Hoy, which, you know, was basically just digging up archival stuff and a couple of new songs. But for the most part, the band was separated then in 1979. And we had an impromptu jam session in 85. And that kind of sparked the idea of putting the band back together. And we started putting it back together in 86 and started writing songs. And in 87, we recorded Let It Roll, which came out in 88, and we've been plowing ahead ever since. It's been great.
Well, it does say, actually, it says get ready to dance, too. So how rockin' do you guys get, just the two of you?
We get pretty rockin'. I've had people come up after our shows with just Fred and I and say, boy, it sounds like more than just two guys sitting down playing acoustic instruments. You guys are like... You know, a lot of times when it's just seated and only, a lot of people complain that they couldn't get up and dance. So I like it when they get up and shake it around because that's what music's all about, is getting your good feeling good and getting your movement.
Well, yeah, and I think Felton mentioned that they were going to be making some room so people could get up and dance.
Yeah, we're going to clear half of the dance floor so that there's room for people.
And
I love that.
And I always like to make a point of letting people know that because, I mean... an acoustic duo, it sounds like, oh, this is going to be a sit-down thing. This isn't going to be the same kind of deal at all, and maybe it's not going to be the same kind of deal. But, I mean, I've seen Joe Ely all by himself totally rock. So
yeah, absolutely.
People can do it.
Yeah, I think that, music is one of those things that, you know, you got to not only be, as a musician, be able to express yourself, but as an audience member, you got to be able to express yourself. And, you know, that means you got to get up and dance. You got to get up and dance. And we have more than enough material that will get people moving.
Well, that's good.
How could you sit through Dixie Chicken? I mean,
well,
come on.
In any case, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, due to the circumstances, I have learned to chair dance pretty well, you know. But there's a lot of people in Grass Valley that aren't satisfied with that.
Well, it's an interesting name, Grass Valley. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. It conjures up messages from the past. Well, we'll just move right along from there.
Well,
I didn't live here back then.
Well, you know, they're in Humboldt tomorrow night, so.
Who's booking this tour anyway? Oh, that's right,
if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Paul Barrere, who is going to be playing with Fred Tackett, both of them core Little Feet members, and they're going to be playing at the Center for the Arts in Grass Valley on Saturday night. So where else are you going to be? Because there might be somewhere else in the listening area.
Well, we just did a show a couple weeks ago in Sacramento, which is close to you, but this will be the last one for the Paul and Fred series until the end of the year when we go back to Europe. We've been doing, the last couple of years, we've gone over to the UK and done a bunch of little towns in the United Kingdom and Ireland and Scotland. And actually this last year, we actually branched off into Spain as well, and I think we're going to do some more dates in Spain this year too. So we won't be near, so this is your last opportunity to catch the duet.
All right. So where do you guys reside?
I live in Los Angeles, out in the western San Fernando Valley.
Oh, okay.
And Fred's right up in the hills above me. He's up in Topanga.
Yeah, because I was kind of wondering that you were up our way a couple weeks ago, and now you're back, so you're not coming from New York, that's for sure.
No, no, and I love this because, like, you know, a couple of weeks ago I was traveling with my 17-year-old daughter, and this weekend I get to travel with my wife, which is, a rare occurrence that we get to, like, go away together without the kids, so.
Well, does she get to go to Europe with you?
She can if she wants to, but she keeps wanting to stay home with the kids. I don't know what it's all about.
Yeah, well, you must keep her pretty busy at home.
I think they keep her pretty busy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, 40 years on the road will do that to a wife, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Paul, I really appreciate you phoning in. I bet you guys have a website we could direct people to.
Yes, paulandfred.com, and also the littlefeet.com. You can go fish around in there, and there's all kinds of wonderful stuff. As a matter of fact, on the paulandfred.com site, there's a video of us playing a song, Long Black Veil, which we will probably perform up there in Grass Valley.
Oh, that's right. I saw that. You were playing at Stonehenge.
At Stonehenge. That is our Spinal Tap moment. We've actually conquered and played at Stonehenge.
On Halloween, was it?
It was. It was on Halloween 2 years ago.
Well, that, you know, any repercussions from that?
No, actually, when we were walking in, you know, Fred's wife, Patricia, is the one who films us all the time. She's got this big Canon camera, video camera, and Fred's carrying a mandolin, and I'm carrying a guitar, and we're walking up to pay our, you know, £1.30 or whatever it was to get in. And the guy's looking at us and looking at the guitar, and he goes, "What are you going to do?" And I said, "We're going to play for the Stone." And he laughed, and he said, "Okay, but it's not for a commercial release." I said, "No, it'll be on our website and probably eBay." Not eBay, but YouTube. There we go. I get my websites mixed up.
Uh-huh. So what about Little Feet? What will they be doing next?
Next for Little Feet is we're going to Europe May 1st. We got 2 weeks over there, then we come back for 10 days, and we're going to do 2.5 weeks down in the southeast. Winding up with a show with the Allman Brothers down in Florida.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, and then we're going to go back to Europe for about 5 to 6 weeks. And then we're coming back to the States, and they're planning a nice August-September run where we're going to do some dates with, I think, Hatuna. And we'll pro- probably going to try and make that one go clear cross country, which would be great.
Well, we'll be looking for you around August, September then?
Yeah, that'd be wonderful. And there may be a show, if people keep looking at their website, there might be a show in the middle of June at Shoreline Amphitheater that we're going to do. I was just told today by our managers that we might be doing this kind of a food festival thing that this guy wants to put on at Shoreline. So that would be sometime in the middle of June.
Great.
All right.
Hey, Paul, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on, and I hope we see everybody from Grass Valley down at the show.
Saturday night. Thanks so much. And
Felton,
why don't you tell them the phone number for the Center for the Arts?
That would be 271-7000.
And ticket outlets?
Well, we've got ticket outlets all over the place. Tickets available, of course, at the Center for the Arts. Also Cherry Records, Briar Patch, Gold Rush Records, and online at thecenterforthearts.org.
Remember the dot org. It's dot org.
Org.
Okay, I've made that mistake plenty of times. Okay, let's hear something from Little Feet. We don't have the acoustic duo here, but Felton says this sounds pretty much like they sound. Bye, Paul.
Bye-bye. Thanks so much.